Hello and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. Appalling and unhelpful, that's how the Northern Territory Chief Minister has described calls for an independent investigation into the death in custody of Kumanjai White. 2 weeks after the 24-year-old Walpri man died in police custody, his community is still pleading for answers.
The family and community of Kumanjai White gather again in Alice Springs to mourn. 2 weeks ago, the disabled 24-year-old passed away in this supermarket after a confrontation with police. His family still no closer to finding out what happened.
Those people who saw that incident over there, we want you to come forward and tell us what had happened.
Also remembered, a 68-year-old elder from Wadhair. He passed away after being detained by federal police at Darwin Airport, the second Aboriginal death in police custody in as many weeks.
And what governments need to do is take responsibility for their actions. We don't want police investigating police because it's not worth it. It don't go nowhere.
Calls again denied by NT Police.
So it's not simply a matter that we can bring in an external body that doesn't have any powers. The Police Administration Act establishes the Northern Territory Police Force for the purpose of preventing, investigating and detecting crime. So that's not something we can just hand to somebody else.
Rallies around the country during a national week of action demanded greater external oversight. Calls echoed by the Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs, local Federal MP and Aboriginal Land Councils, but condemned by the Territory Chief Minister.
The comments being made by Federal Members of Parliament are quite frankly appalling, and they should know better. And the politicisation of this issue helps no one.
Amid the grieving, the wait for answers goes on. Michael Park, NITV News.
The Northern Territory Government is getting ready to allow members of the public to use capsicum spray for self-defence, but community justice advocates say the move will increase the risk of racial violence.
The Chief Minister of the Northern Territory, visiting a gun shop in Katherine, announcing plans that from September, firearms shops will be able to sell OC, or pepper spray.
The use of OC spray will be available when someone needs to defend themselves. And so this will be very clear. It's something that our courts and our police deal with every single day. It's just an additional line of self-defence for the community as part of our plan to reduce crime across the territory.
The Northern Territory wants to follow Western Australia's trial in letting the public access OC spray. A 12-month trial of selling the pepper spray in the territory is expected to start in September, after a consultation period led by police.
This is an admission of failure by Leah Fenocchiaro and her CLP government. They are now telling Territorians to defend themselves because the government cannot do the job. If the Chief Minister was serious about community safety, she would invest more into our police.
Pepper spray causes a burning sensation when used. The group Justice Not Jails is alarmed by the Territory Government's plans to allow members of the public to use capsicum spray.
I can just see a situation where somebody is discharging capsicum spray on somebody that's not doing anything. Even if they are, it's basically encouraging members of the public to commit assault when they feel worried or afraid.
A spray dividing opinions before it's even legal. Dan Rennie, NITV News.
Senator Dorinda Cox has accused the Greens of racism in her resignation letter to the party. Senator Cox sensationally quit the Greens last week, defecting to the Labor Party. In her resignation letter to the Greens, seen by NITV, Senator Cox said she had faced an unremitting campaign of bullying and dishonest claims over the last 18 months. She had been accused of bullying staffers in 2024, with as many as 20 employees leaving in 3 years, and complaints made to the Parliament's Workplace Support Service. Senator Cox said at the time of her resignation that no grievances were pending against her in the Greens' internal conflict resolution process, and that none had been put to her during her time as a senator. The Greens had described the claims as disappointing and unrepresentative of the support Senator Cox received.
The Greens are an anti-racist party. We always have been and we always will be. all of the allegations that were put to us were referred to for independent investigation by the appropriate authorities. Where those investigations are now and how they're responded to going forward is a matter for Anthony Albanese and the Labor Party.
The Central Land Council will take the legal battle to stop the granting of the NT's biggest water licence to the High Court. Native title holders have been fighting for 5 years to halt the granting of a water licence at Singleton Station north of Alice Springs. The 40-gigalitre licence is the largest ever granted by the Territory Government. Traditional owners have argued it threatens sacred sites and the water security of local communities. After the appeal was dismissed in the NT court in May, native title holders are seeking leave to appeal to the High Court.
They want to make sure that the company has strong plans in place, you know, to protect important sacred sites and hunting grounds and those streaming tracks and those water-dependent sites and also the environmental and cultural values, you know.
Audiences in Sydney and Melbourne have been treated to a cross-cultural experience, with a legendary didgeridoo player joining forces with an Iranian music composer. Australian icon William Barton has shared the stage with Mohsen Sharifian, a master of the traditional Iranian wind instrument known as a Nayan Ban, for a tour celebrating their cultures.
Two ancient cultures, two distant harbours, worlds apart, but united by the sea and music.
Our most important message is being together in any condition. It is true that the world is big and we have long distances, but we can be together, we can talk.
We are revitalizing our instruments and our heritage each and every moment that we wake up, you know, on this beautiful earth.
Mohsen Sharifian is a master of the Nayan Ban instrument. Renowned in his home city of Bushehr in southern Iran on the shores of the Persian Gulf.
The current culture of Bushehr is a multinational and multi-ethnic culture.
Alongside him, William Barton plays the didgeridoo on their tour called Harbour to Harbour. It's the second time the two have performed together in Australia, with this tour having shows in Melbourne and Sydney. This time, William's mother, Auntie Delma Barton, is joining the stage to share a poem.
We come together on the stage, you know, to express our cultural differences and indifferences. But we can do that freely because we have the language of our mother country.
Despite those cultural differences, music unites these artists from completely different corners of the world.
Mohsen and his band, the Leon band, is, you know, open to learning our cultural heritage and wanting to have that connection with the grassroots community.
After all, we are all human, sharing common pains that sometimes connect us, alongside our joys. I think really good things are happening through this cultural exchange.
Music, a universal language, bringing cultures together. Nifsad Volodabai, NITV News.
And that story was a collaboration between NITV News and the SBS Persian team. And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.